This is the Dallas Morning News.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Thursday, March 28th. An abundance of sunshine in store for Dallas today with a high of 73, clear and cooler tonight with a low of 55. Here are today's headlines. Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order Wednesday aimed at fighting what his office called an increase in anti-Semitism at Texas's colleges and universities. Abbott said acts of anti-Semitism began to grow in number, size, and danger to the Jewish community since the Hamas attack in early October that killed more than 1,200 people in Israel. The order requires all public colleges and universities in the state to review their free speech policies, to lay out punishments for anti-Semitic rhetoric on campuses, to ensure administrators enforce those policies, and to include the definition of anti-Semitism. However, some worried about the impact it would have on free speech and criticized it as overly broad. The Texas chapter on the Council on American-Islamic Relations condemned the order in a statement calling it an unconstitutional overreach. In the executive order, Abbott noted that protected free speech areas on Texas university campuses, including the buildings and parking lots of Jewish student organizations, have been covered in anti-Semitic graffiti. In other news, on Wednesday, the Dallas City Council approved an almost two-year, nearly $34 million contract with a concrete company to install sidewalks and curb ramps along DART bus routes around the city to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The money comes from $90 million in excess sales tax funds that DART approved giving Dallas last year. The work by Hutchins-based Estrada Concrete Company will cover 12 areas that city officials have identified since at least 2021 as priority spots to fix broken, missing, and non-ADA compliant sidewalks. The deal also covers any additional work needed for water and wastewater line adjustments in those areas. The council also approved a two-year, $4.3 million contract with Chavez Concrete Cutting in Balch Springs for sidewalk improvements in those same areas. That money is a combination that includes general funds, ARPA money, and funds from the 2012 and 2017 bond programs, according to city documents. Next up, Dallas City Council approved a code change Wednesday that no longer requires food service managers to register with the city. Prior to the code revision, restaurant and food business managers had to submit an application form through the city to show they were certified through the state's health department. The registration cost $63, and food service managers faced a penalty of up to $500 if they did not comply. Now, they are only required to obtain a food manager certificate from the state's health department. And finally, the Texas Rangers are proceeding cautiously with their newest starting pitcher, Michael Lorenzen. Rangers general manager Chris Young said Lorenzen, who the Rangers signed to a one-year contract 2 weeks ago, will open the regular season on the injured list so that he has ample time to build up his stamina. Because the 32-year-old right-hander signed with the Rangers so late into the offseason cycle, he was not able to pitch in any Cactus League games. Lorenzen threw a 28-pitch live bullpen session on Wednesday at Globe Life Field and said that he's scheduled to pitch for AAA Round Rock on Saturday versus Sugarland. He could be placed on the injured list retroactive to Monday, which would make him eligible to return on April 9th. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day. And I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more.
and they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.